Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider with Glenn Mack. Now, we're going to take a trip around the NFC East, brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. And it's kind of been that season for the NFC East. And now, as we head down the stretch around the final quarter of the season, it's all jammed together just like we thought it would be. Glenn, as you handicap this race, who's the lead horse in the race?
I think it's the Eagles now. And I'm really not saying that because I'm here. And here's why I think it's the Eagles now. Washington loses at home to Dallas last night. They're just not a very good team. They make dumb mistakes. They can't tackle. They drop a lot of passes. And I don't trust Kirk Cousins in a playoff race. They're currently technically ahead because of head-to-head, but they got a tough schedule too. They're at the Bears. That's not so tough. They got the Bills.
Disagree on that.
Well, okay, maybe not. They got the
tough
Bills.
Tough schedule.
Yeah. Pardon me?
I think Chicago's a pretty good team.
Okay.
Especially at home.
All right. You know what? Maybe they are. Chicago lost to San Francisco, and maybe Chicago comes back this weekend.
And only because Washington hasn't won away from
FedEx
Field.
Right. And they have three. I said they have a tough schedule.
Yeah.
But they have three on the road now. And amazingly, we're going to probably have to depend on the Cowboys one more time at the end to beat them the last week to win it. So that's, I think they're just not a very good team. The Giants, who seemed always to me to be the alternative if the Eagles didn't win it, they're really hitting the skids right now. They've lost, I think, three in a row, four out of the last five. Here, a couple things with the Giants. They get no pass rush whatsoever.
Correct.
Right? And that's killing them. That's what they always won on. And their offense, all of their money this year went into their offense. They're supposed to score 30 points a game. They've only done that four times.
And now left tackle Eric Flowers with a high ankle sprain. So that's a real problem for Eli Manning, that blind side not protected well.
Right.
The Dallas Cowboys still in it?
Well, theoretically, but no.
Green Bay, game on the road.
Yeah, let's see. Who do they have? Okay, so they're at the Packers. They've got to lose that.
I would think so.
Okay. They're home to the Jets. The Jets are pretty good.
Yep.
They're at the Bills.
And then
in December.
And then they host Washington.
So, no, I don't think Dallas can be it. I think it's going to be a tie in the end somewhere, which means it's going to be head-to-head.
I think the Eagles' schedule is very difficult down the stretch, even though there are three games at Lincoln Financial Field. Buffalo is a good, quality football team. The Arizona Cardinals, we know what they've done. They're leading the NFC West. They're outstanding. Then Washington comes to town. Okay, that's a win, we think, but still a good team. And they seem to have the Eagles' number a little bit here, and particularly Ryan Kerrigan against Lane Johnson. And then the season goes to FedEx or to a MetLife Stadium, Eagles and the Giants. Could it possibly be flexed? Could the Eagles possibly play Arizona
right
on Sunday night, Washington on Saturday night, and then the Giants on Sunday night with
yes
the division at stake?
Yes, they could all happen.
Three straight primetime
yes
games. Yes. Doesn't happen unless the Eagles take care of business starting Sunday
and you know,
against Buffalo.
You know who's going to – Buffalo, the Bills, my childhood team.
Yeah.
That's what's going to decide the division because they still play three of these NFC teams.
So
that's going to be the key.
Yeah. And now the Bills will have a little bit of incentive, we know, with LeSean McCoy. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. When we return, we're going to talk about fantasy football because it's the home stretch there, too. Alex Smith and Joe Dolan coming up. It's the Fantasy Spin.